This is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
Hello. Ooh.
Oh, hello.
Hello, hello. Was that a text message?
No, it was screen time.
Oh, I started recording and you hear this.
Do you want to know how much I averaged? Oh, hi, by the way.
If you're happy. Yeah, hi, everyone. It's the Cliff and Bronte podcast. I mean, if you're happy to share, it interrupted the start of the pod, so I feel like it's only fair that we share.
Okay, screen time per day last week. What do you reckon I was doing?
3 hours. 3 hours? Oh, no more.
Just a bit more.
Oh, six?
What's your screen time?
Oh, about three, which is way too much for me.
Same.
Yeah.
Like just 7 hours.
7 hours?
7 hours, 31 minutes of screen time per day last week.
Oh, that's so bad.
Is that bad?
I feel like it is. Don't you? I'm not judging. I feel like it's not just you. I feel like we're failing as a human race when it comes to connecting with each other.
So get up at 4 a.m., usually in bed by 8:30. Not off my phone by 9 p.m. So how many hours in the day is that? 4, 5, 6, 7.
Are we going to need an abacus in here, producer Alicia?
12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So like 17 hours of the day is possible for me to be on my phone.
So let's focus that the 10 hours you're offered. Let's not focus on nearly the half a day that I am on it. Let's focus on the half that I'm not on it.
Yeah, it's less than half.
There's room for improvement. As there is generally in your attitude, this morning we saw this after 8, you had beef with a 2-year-old.
I still have beef with her. Nothing's changed. We just had to air it out, the fact that she stole my baby name.
You're not the only one, mate. People are stealing baby names left, right, and center. Plus, we answer the question, what is pilk?
You know what?
What is pilk?
I would have been happy to leave that question unanswered, to be honest.
P-I-L-K. It's a real thing. It's getting around. What is pilk? It's coming up, the Cliffo and Bronte podcast. Here we go.
Ale, ale, ale. Go, go, go. Now, the Socceroos, their World Cup journey might be over, but we have a lot to unpack about yesterday's match against Argentina, and there is no one that we would want to talk to more about it all than Niamh Owens from SBS, who is the host of all the World Cup broadcasts. She joins us right now. Good morning, Niamh.
Hey, Bronte. Lovely to chat again.
Oh, it is lovely. I wish it was tinged with a bit more happiness than what it was, but what a matchup yesterday.
It sure was. And you know what? I feel so proud of how far the Socceroos came in this tournament. But 24 hours on, when that immediate disappointment of the loss has died down a little bit, just feel stoked for the side. It was an incredible effort. When we think about back in June, the fact that we thought this was a side that may not even qualify for the World Cup and they had to take the hard road through the playoffs, to have a match up in the round of 16 with Argentina is remarkable. And that goal in the second half, I was at the live side at Darling Harbour yesterday, and it gave the fans something to really take home and be excited about, you know?
It was amazing. And I think Jackson Irvine, a lot of people, when he spoke at the end of the game about how he just hopes Australia is proud of those boys, I think we can absolutely say that the effort that went out on every single game is, we're so proud, and they've done so much for the sport in the country.
They sure have. We talk about that 2006 team and the golden generation of Australian football and the massive names that were there in 2006. There are so many players within this side that football fans who aren't engaged, you know, all the time wouldn't have known heading into Qatar. And they know them now. They know Harry Soutar and how immense he is at the back. They know Jackson Irvine and that box-to-box work that he does. It was an incredible effort. And I love that there was 8 A-League players in that squad who will now come back to the A-League over the summer, bring that experience, bring that passion and excitement of the fans as well. And we'll see that in the local game now, which is great.
I think you're so right, Bronte. Like, soccer, it seems like, is going to have a whole new legion of fans in this country.
Definitely.
Because people like me that aren't even, you know, football people were up yesterday watching, cheering on the Socceroos. Niamh, have you seen the images? To me, this is super sweet. Like, the guys were taking on Argentina, of course. in their match early on Sunday morning, yesterday morning, our time. And there's footage going around of the Aussies taking photos with Messi. Of course, he's regarded by many as the greatest to have ever played the game, or one of the greatest. He's worth nearly $1 billion. And the Aussies having selfies with the guy at the end of the game. It's been criticised by some, but I just thought it was a beautiful image to end our World Cup campaign.
Yeah, and it was a couple of the younger players, wasn't it? And I love that in that video you see, they're kind of wandering around in the tunnel there under the stadium, just trying to look a bit incognito, you know, in case the great man emerges at the right time. And they're there to go, oh, hey, mate, you know, yeah. do you mind a little selfie? And I think that was Messi's 1,000th professional game. As you say, Cliffo, one of the greatest players to ever play the game. And having taken the field against him in a knockout game at the World Cup is a story that those players will be talking about and telling their grandkids about in the future.
Who are you tipping now then, Niamh? Who do you think is going to be taking home the World Cup trophy at the end of this?
Do you know, I think Brazil are still the favourites, and justifiably so, and we see them in action tomorrow morning on SBS up against Korea Republic. But, you know, after this morning's games, which we've just wrapped, France beat Poland 3-1 and England beat Senegal 3-0. And that sets up an England v France quarterfinal this weekend, which is such a blockbuster matchup. I'm pumped for that clash, and I reckon whoever wins that could well be there on the day of the final.
There's always been a beef between those two nations the French and the English. So bring that on. Covering the World Cup, of course, on SBS, and she's just been so great to us. Niamh Owens, thank you for your time.
Lovely to chat, guys. Have a great day.
What is pilk?
What is pilk? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
Okay, so you're not across this.
No, and Leish has just brought in something.
She's
and
brought
I'm
in
scared.
Pilk. Thank you, Leish.
What
oh,
is
and she's
this
added ice
pilk?
Too. So this is something that is trending. Leish saw this across the weekend, and I actually saw this morning.
Uh-huh.
And it's trending. It's something quite Christmassy that we thought you might like. Whoa, jingle bell, and it's in the headlines because it's on an ad in America starring Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, the incumbent queen of Christmas.
Yeah. She's playing in that space now.
Trying to be with the new Netflix film, I think.
I feel like every Christmas she's sort of doing something, but this time she's got the Netflix. It's Falling for
You?
For Christmas or something?
Christmas.
Falling for Christmas. So she's on an ad for a popular product in the States.
Sure. I'm so nervous.
And we've put in front of you pilk. Can you describe what is in front of you, Bronte
Sure.
Landbrook?
So it's a glass with, it looks like milk and ice, but there is a discoloration to the milk. Like there's something in there that's making it not quite the cream color of milk.
Yeah. It's supposed to be Christmassy. I mean, the adding of milk to any liquid is supposed to make it more Christmassy.
Like eggnog kind of thing, which don't know what it is.
No. Do you want to try it? And then
not really, to be honest.
Okay.
But I will.
Lindsay Lohan says it's good, so it must be good.
So she's advertising it. Yes. I don't know. Lindsay, I think, could do a lot for a check. So
I was going to say, Leish, I don't know if you're really selling it.
Okay.
There.
I don't actually drink milk usually, so I'm putting my body on the line this morning.
Bottoms up. Ooh. Oh,
she spat it back in the glass.
Okay. So I'll play you the ad first, and then I'll tell you what's in pilk. So this is the Lindsay Lohan ad. All right. Oh no, pilk. That's my opener again.
I was going to say, Lindsay took your idea.
This is the Lindsay Lohan ad.
Nice. Ooh, naughty. Pepsi and milk. Pilk.
There it is. Mm,
that is one dirty soda.
Pepsi and milk. That's pilk.
I thought it was lemonade. I knew there was some kind of something carbonated in there. But Pepsi?
So
I love Pepsi.
In the ad, she's just adding the two together. She's dressed very Christmassy and, you know, she's putting it out there. Like, this is a Christmas drink to try this festive season.
Oh, okay.
People are doing it, of course, on TikTok.
Yeah.
This is Zachariah, well-known TikToker.
I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be like a root beer float or a cream soda.
That looks good.
It's just like milky Pepsi, because Pepsi's already sweet, so it's like kind of like ice creamy, but not like a carbonated milkshake. I like it. I do.
It is a bit like a carbonated milkshake.
I think because I didn't know what it was going into it. The first thing it was just like spice in my mouth.
Try it again.
I spat back into it, Leash, so I thought
it was good. Alpha Bucks is back tomorrow, Tuesday.
You say it weird.
It doesn't roll off the tongue Alpha naturally
Bucks.
For me.
Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks.
Yes.
Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks.
I keep thinking of Alpha.
Elphaba?
Elphaba.
From Wicked?
From Wicked, yeah.
That's a different type of game. We're going to come back with that next year, though.
Okay. Alpha Bucks. Just say it normally. I don't know why I put so much into it.
It's all right.
It's back tomorrow, Tuesday morning after 8 a.m. And we do have a free answer for you.
Yeah. And I think what we're going to try and do is at least give you these clues as one of the Christmas questions, because they're harder. And this morning we gave away the clue, but they didn't get the Christmas carol. But your clue today is Rudolph.
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 Doesn't get much more Christmassy than Rudolph.
Right? He is Christmas.
So R is your letter. Rudolph is your free Alpha Bucks clue.
Oh, he did it. I'm so proud of you.
Got there in the end. Took five takes, but we got there.
I was going to talk about something completely different at this time, but I've just been reminded of something after scrolling on Facebook and seeing what would usually be a photo that I would think is really cute and adorable. It's a little girl who I know and her mum meeting Bluey, who is just, you know.
Everywhere.
Everyone Huge. Loves Bluey.
How old is, like, when you say little girl?
She's, I'd say she's around two.
Oh, mate.
Yeah. It's her bread and butter.
Mate.
And she's such a cute little girl. I have known her since she was born. But I got to say, I've got beef with her. I've got beef with a two-year-old. And I know it's not her fault. I blame her father because that baby has one of my baby names.
Oh.
And the father stole the name from me.
So this, even though you're not partnered up, like there's no kids on the horizon.
No.
There's no news you're going to be breaking before we go out for Christmas or anything like that.
I cannot confirm that, but ideally, no.
As far as we know it, there's no news to be broken.
Yeah, no.
Still have a list.
A lot of women, and I'm sure some men, have in their phone or written down somewhere a list of baby names.
You have it written down?
I have it in my phone notes app. Look how many there are. Hold on.
Oh.
I have probably like 20 names for each
How
gender.
Many kids are you having? Big Amish family or something, mate.
But this father of this little girl came to me 2 years ago and we worked together and we were just having a casual conversation. I was like, have you got your baby name sorted? And he's like, no, we don't know. They didn't know what gender it was going to be. And so he's like, do you know what you're going to name your babies?
So he started quizzing you.
Yeah. And I was just obviously naive and didn't realize what he was doing. And I went through some of my favorites and some of them are pretty unique. And now this baby has my name. He never asked, by the way. He never was like, would you mind if I use that? I just saw the announcement that the baby was born and the baby had one of my baby names.
I will say, going by the size of that list, because you actually just had to scroll through it. Like, there was finger movement scrolling to show me the names, like how long the list was.
Yeah.
There's a good chance that any baby born is probably going to have one of your names.
No, they're unique names. And I didn't go through all of them with him. I went through some of my favorites because he asked me what my favorite names were.
Are you happy to say the name or should we avoid saying the name for identification purposes? I don't want you to be pressured.
No,
there to be fallout.
The name's Harlow.
Oh, good name.
Yeah, I love the name Harlow.
Yeah,
little
you know
girl.
What? I'd be dirty if someone stole that too.
And this baby is now called Harlow, and Harlow's not that popular. And obviously, he only got it from me.
Have you got to strike through that now? Like, is that
no? Because
has that got a line through it on your list now?
I don't see that family much anymore.
Right. Okay.
And by the time I have maybe a little Harlow, it'll
always going to be there on Facebook, mate.
But I wanted
You'll
to know.
You'll always be silver medalist.
131060, who stole your baby name?
Oh.
Or how did someone steal your baby name? Are you still dirty about it? Did you name the baby that after they stole the name?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's been other instances.
If this is as widespread as you say, there has been name theft.
Name theft.
Like, it's probably happening right now. Like
someone else is going to take Harlow.
Probably.
God. Be filthy.
Dibsies.
No, you can't.
Shotgun Harlow, guys.
I know you can't.
No, I can't. For you, though, it's Bronte's, everyone.
Yeah, don't take it.
Look, 131060, give us a call right now. Who's done this? Who's stolen your baby name. You can be anonymous as you want. We get this as shallow.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace the shallowness of it.
Yep.
Lang is certainly has.
Absolutely. I have a beef with a 2-year-old who had nothing to do with what she was named.
But maybe they even just took, like, you used the name and they had no shame whatsoever.
Yeah.
So you have a little Harlow.
Yeah.
And then they come in and they're like, I don't care. We can have another Harlow as well.
They're not like me.
Because they just water down your Harlow, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
There's too many Harlows
now. Too many now.
We've had some developments.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, in the stealing name saga.
I feel bad even using that word anymore because just before we were talking about how I saw a photo of an adorable, beautiful, stunning little 2-year-old girl who I've known since she was born. And when she was not born yet, her father was talking to me at work. We worked together. And we were just going through baby names and I revealed one of the names that's on my list. And then that baby ended up having that name as its middle name. And
now, I said to you on the air, are you able to say the name? Like, are we causing
beef.
Stick here? Are we causing beef here?
And I was like,
if we name the name. And you're like, nah, it's cool.
Fine.
The name's
Harlow.
The name's Harlow.
So Harlow's mum has reached out.
Whoops.
And said... Is that my 2-year-old?
Is that my Harlow?
I'm so sorry. But also I stand by it.
Look, the name was stolen. And you're in good company, it would seem.
Apparently.
131060, Carissa is here. Carissa, who stole your baby name?
Three others. So, you know, it's actually 5 in total, but
what?
3 with the exact spelling and everything. So
what's the name? Like, is the name...
So, Bronte, you know, like, yeah.
I should take the one middle name and be okay with that.
Can we say the name Carissa, or are we at risk of further people stealing it?
No, it's Aiden. It was 15 years ago. I was running a play group, and I had decided the name quite... Well, we decided... you know, it's me. So I decided the name
early
on. And I was calling him that, you know, because that's what you do. You talk to your baby bump. And it's like, okay, settle down, Aiden, this and that. And, yeah, so 3 other ladies at the time thought that was lovely too. So,
they pinched it.
With that spelling and everything.
So. I will say in their defense, 15 years ago.
What, that Chris is still holding on to it?
No, I was going to say, no, you hold on to that for life. I was going to say 15 years ago. We're talking 2007. Well, there's a couple of Aidens rolling around.
Aiden was big because of Sex in the City.
In the early noughties, there's a lot of Aidens. A
lot of Aidens.
Whitney's here. That's no excuse.
No,
for,
absolutely
for theft,
not.
Though Whitney's here. Who stole your baby name?
So her name is Annalise, but I'm from a small country town. So we announced our middle daughter, Edie, on Facebook, and then about a month later, she announced her baby, and it was exactly the same.
Same spelling and everything.
In a small country
same
town.
Same spelling and everything. So you know everyone, you know where she would have got that name from. So I was so angry.
Oh, that's just blatant theft.
It is not even a courtesy message to say, can I have it?
It's rude's what it is. Danny's here. Danny, who stole your baby name?
My ex did.
Oh, that son of a bitch! What was the name?
Kane Michael. So when I was pregnant, we didn't know the gender of our baby. So we had names picked out for both girls and boys. And obviously when we broke up, he decided to name his son our name.
Oh, so did you have a girl when you were pregnant so you didn't end up using
that
name?
Still your name.
Yeah.
Still your name, mate. Oh, my gosh.
I'm glad you left him, Danny.
Your sexy fix at 6.
Starting the week with a sexy fix. Where to go from here? Some scientists do really amazing work for the world, like create vaccines that cure worldwide pandemics. Some trying to make avocados taste better, as we found out a couple of weeks ago.
Queensland scientists, thank you very much. Doing our state proud.
But there's other scientists that like to look into things that I guess benefit everybody in the long run. And that's discovering whether or not the idea of a man-child is a thing.
Yeah, are you like me? Like, you see these scientists studying stuff like this.
Yeah.
And you're like, guys, cancer still exists.
I know.
Like, there are real problems that you could be putting your immense knowledge towards studying.
Yeah. But this is looking more like, I guess, the social issues that then impact our society, that then contribute to all of that. So long game, maybe, for these scientists. And what they were doing is looking at, and this is in hetero couples, so when there's a man and a woman, looking at how when the partner is more dependent on the woman, how that affects their overall attraction to them. So, you know, when a woman does more around the house, can like typically, more cooking, more cleaning, and their partner does nothing and just kind of like sits around or also depends too much on them to do that.
I don't know, man. They work in the couch well.
Are they?
A lot of these partners.
I'm not going to take it.
Like, we're stereotyping here.
A lot of them work in the couch.
They play video games so well.
Oh, don't they? Who's going to play those games
if not them? Contributing to society.
And apparently the study has found that when a woman is dating a man-child, they have absolutely lower sexual desire to even be around that person. So when it comes from the person, like, this study was over 1,000 women in Canada and Australia, and they asked them questions like, if you see your partner as a do you see your partner as often one of your other children? And they said yes. And then those people are unhappier in relationships. So really, what this is telling all those man children
to grow up.
To get off the couch.
I mean, are we really surprised by, like, did that actually have to be studied, that a man child?
What's so bad is that this was probably given some kind of like huge grant from some organization to go out there and study.
I'm picturing like sitting on a couch in undies and socks with a t-shirt on that's got a tomato sauce stain on it.
Of course, of course.
His fingertips tanned orange from Doritos.
Yeah.
Playing video games. Mm. Little bit of a gut hanging out.
Yeah.
And we needed scientists to go, not that attractive really, is it?
I've got a bit of a quiz for you, and I won't be surprised if you don't know the answer to these questions, because this is the results from...
Because you are stupid.
No, because where this data has come from is Tinder. You're not on there, obviously.
Well,
I'm not on there.
Not
but...
that I publicly advertise. My wife frowns upon it.
But what they've released is the top 10 fastest growing emojis of the year.
Oh, on Tinder.
And what they mean in this dating space, or just in general, really, because like if they're being used in this context on the app, they'll probably start to be used in everyday life.
And this is from this year, so it's not just all going to be eggplants or whatever, because been used for years to imply something else.
These are the trending emojis of 2022 that they think are just going to become more popular next year. So it's good that you find out about them now.
Hit me.
You can be down with the kids. Okay. Starting with...
That's officially the oldest thing you've said since our partnership began.
Starting with, Cliffo, don't look, the emoji of the year is the P parking symbol.
Oh, okay, yep.
What do you think the P parking symbol could mean?
I reckon it's like, hold up, park this relationship on Tinder.
Uh-huh.
Stop. I need a breath. I need a breather.
Okay.
Just hold up. Like a pause.
It's actually the opposite.
Oh.
So what it means is pushing positivity. So we're using the P when it's like, they're taking me out for dinner. That's P.
That's positive. That's okay.
Positive.
So I was very wrong.
You were wrong, but that's, again.
I thought, but I'm in the right space there with my guess.
Yeah. Okay, the bandaged love heart. What do you think that is?
The bandaged love heart.
Yeah, so it's a love
heart. I've had my heart broken before, Bronte.
Ding, ding. Heartbroken or where is the love?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is very apt for what the word of the year was.
Mm.
What do you think the clouds and the fog are?
What was the word of the year again?
You'll have to remember. Okay. I spread it last.
The cloud and the fog.
Yeah, cloud and fog. You'll use this to describe behavior.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Is it just like, ooh, you're a bit volatile for me, like a storm? You know?
Gaslighting. So I'll give you half a point for that. Okay.
Don't gaslight me.
What do you think a trident is?
Ooh.
This is to do with something, an interest or hobby that someone can have that's gotten very popular.
Okay.
Over the last couple of years.
My mind goes to like spearfishing or something. Like,
close.
Like, do you want to go on a date, like an active kind of date?
You actually use it to describe if you're into crypto.
Oh.
I don't know how, but again, I don't understand crypto. So.
That wasn't really that close, my guess.
Okay.
But you were very generous with your close there.
The last one is the kneeling man. Or woman.
The kneeling man or woman.
So when someone's like down on their knees.
I'm begging for it.
Yeah, when you're simping over someone.
Oh, really?
But again, do you even know what the word simping is?
Absolutely not.
Baby steps.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.